USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is blasting President Biden on the economy. McCarthy adding that economists believe, and even some Democratic economists believe, that inflation will continue as the Biden administration continues to spend.
This is not just Republicans sounding the alarm on inflation. Larry Summers, who served as Treasury Secretary for President Clinton and Chief Economic Advisor for Obama, Biden administration, has been warning since February that Biden's big spending agenda would lead to inflation.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he intends to pass two infrastructure bills before the August recess. Schumer saying that he'll stick with it, even if it means late nights and weekends for the senators. The New York Democrat saying without proof that both bills will give a massive boost to the economy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Nothing is more important than your vote. Now, lawmakers across America are pushing for election integrity to make sure your vote really counts. All this week, Newsmax's Sean Spicer and Lindsay Keith are exposing the flaws in our voting systems and how to fix them. Make sure you watch Spicer and Company tonight on Newsmax for the real truth about your vote and how Texas, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and more are in the crosshairs. Everyone is watching Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. And you can watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax is your trusted news source. Every night, watch great shows, starting with Spicer & Company, Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Cortez & Pellegrino, and a lot more. Go to Newsmax for real news. Watch it today.
The bootleg fire in southern Oregon has grown to 399,000 acres. It's also 38% contained. Higher humidity and reduced winds have helped crews strengthen lines around the fire. Hotter and drier weather this weekend is expected to boost fire activity. Investigators believe the fire was caused by lightning. The number of positive COVID tests continues to increase at the Tokyo Olympics.
As competition gets underway at the Tokyo Olympics, there have been a rising number of positive COVID tests. Since July 1st, 75 people connected to the Games have tested positive, with several athletes having their Olympic experience ended by the virus. The most recent American beach volleyball player Taylor Crabb being forced out of the competition by a positive test. Cases in Tokyo have hit a six-month high, and the entire city is under a state of emergency until after the Games. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
After welcoming the German Chancellor to the White House last week, President Biden is now flip-flopping on a pipeline in Germany.
President Biden on day one in office fired thousands of American union workers by halting the Keystone XL pipeline project. Commissioned in 2010, it was to run from Canada to the Gulf Coast. Wednesday, Biden gave Russia a great big gift by greenlighting the Nord Stream pipeline from Russia to Germany. The deal critics have warned would allow Moscow to starve Ukraine of transit fees that are crucial to Kyiv's economy. Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe on Fox Business says this is just another Biden-owned foreign disaster.
It harms our national security posture. As Russia's economy grows and they do better, and their economy will grow and do better as a result of this deal, this is just yet another foreign policy disaster in the making.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate in session this week, and speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says that illegal immigrants and asylum seekers are continuing to cross the border, and the Biden administration is continuing to do nothing about it.
The numbers just keep climbing. Customs and Border Protection had more encounters on the southern border in June than they had in May. Nearly 190,000 encounters last month alone, the highest number in 21 years.
The Kentucky Republican adding, we need to secure our border. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.